The Lord be with you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone." Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So Lent begins, remembering Jesus' time in the wilderness. And we often talk about observing Lent, as if we're watching an opera or a football match. But Lent isn't something observed. Lent is something experienced, just as Jesus himself experienced it. And we don't experience it for 6 weeks. It may be 6 months. It may be longer. For Lent is that time of life when nothing seems quite right. Much that we usually take for granted just doesn't ring true. Our relationships seem empty. Our job becomes boring. Our children become strangers. Life seems to drift along without any seeming aim or purpose. And if we're Christian, it's a time when our beliefs fade. We question whether any of it's true. And does it matter anyway? It is a real wilderness experience when everything can seem dry, dusty, drab, and devoid of life. Most, if not all of us, experience some sort of Lent. It's a part of our being human. And that's why Jesus experienced it. Lent reminds us of Jesus' humanness, reminds us that he shared life as we know it. He didn't drift through untouched by the problems, the irritations, and the frustrations that we all face from time to time. He felt all these things acutely because of his concern for people, because of his relationship with God, a relationship which had been revealed very dramatically at his baptism. "You are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased." How is he to respond to that? What about his family responsibilities? What about the shop? What about his widowed mother? How was he to put across what he believed, the truth, the love he felt compelled to share with others. This is why he went into the wilderness, to sort himself out. And the temptations are symbolic of the different ways he could have gone about his work. Perhaps each quite plausible in the short term, but each involving compromise. And you can't compromise with the truth. Turning stones into bread. You can't bribe people into faith. And anyway, they'll soon be wanting cake. Jumping off the pinnacle of the temple. They'd soon get tired of such gimmicks and want even better ones. Worshipping Satan in return for the kingdoms of the world. The means in the end are not justified. It would be the final compromise and nullify all that Jesus had come to do and what he stood for. So he faced confusion and conflict before he reached his decision. And even when he knew the path he had to take, Luke tells us that the devil departed from him until an opportune time. He was never free from temptation. He faced it throughout his ministry, the opposition of his family, the religious authorities, even his own disciples. Time and again he must have wondered, was he on the right course? Was he doing the right thing? Was he in the right way? And particularly when that way became more and more clear that it was the way of the cross. So we can know when we experience our own Lent that Jesus has been through it himself. And what the Gospels tell us can be an encouragement in that he was led by the Spirit. The Spirit whom Jesus promised his disciples, promised that he would lead them into all truth, led him through this experience and will lead us if we will let him. Being a Christian isn't supposed to make life easy. Standing for truth, sharing Christ's love, is never actually going to make us popular, as it certainly didn't for him. But we've been given the Holy Spirit to enable, to empower us, to strengthen us to face whatever life might hold. We won't be helped around our problems, but we shall be helped through them. A hymn we sing quite cheerfully. Father, hear the prayer we offer, not for ease that prayer shall be, but for strength that we may ever live our lives courageously. Not forever in green pastures do we ask our way to be, but the steep and rugged pathway may we tread rejoicingly. Not forever by still waters would we idly rest and stay, but would smite the living fountains from the rocks along our way. Be our strength in hours of weakness. In our wanderings, be our guide. Through endeavor, failure, danger, Father, be thou at our side. Lent means putting that prayer into action and believing it. And we learn from the Epistle to the Hebrews that Jesus in every way has been tempted as we are. And because of this, he understands our temptations. He understands our wilderness experiences. He doesn't offer help from a position of superiority, but from a position of having been that way himself. He's not like the general at HQ sending a message of encouragement to the soldiers in the trenches. He's more like the next soldier along the line, sharing his last cigarette with a word of cheerful comfort. because he actually knows what Lent is like. He's been through the wilderness. And we must never forget that in Jesus, God became man, truly man, a human being, which is why he understands as he does, which is why he can help you and me when we go through our own wilderness experience. You probably know well that little footprints in the sand passage, but it bears repetition. One night I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Many scenes from my life flashed across the sky. In each scene I noticed footprints in the sand. Sometimes there were two sets of footprints, at other times there was only one. And this bothered me because I noted that during the low periods of my life, when I was suffering from anguish, sorrow, or defeat, I could see only one set of footprints. So I said to the Lord, "You promised that if I followed you, you would walk with me always. But I have noticed that during the most trying periods of my life, there's only been one set of footprints. Why, when I've needed you most, have you not been there beside me?" The Lord replied, "My precious, precious child, I would never leave you or desert you. The times you have only seen one set of footprints is when I carried you." May not seem like it at the time, but so often when we look back, we can see that indeed we have been carried by our Lord. In our personal experience of Lent, he's been with us as we face the perplexities which have seemed to surround, if not overwhelm us, and he's brought us through. And this, of course, is what ultimately the cross reminds us. Jesus had already accepted this when he returned from the wilderness, and by carrying that for us, he's carried us across the chasm of death and brought us into eternal life, which we can experience here and now if we're prepared to let the Spirit lead us as it led him. Because of what Jesus has done, we know that Lent is but a stage on the road to Easter. The words of the psalmist are true. Weeping may last for the night, but joy comes with the morning. In fact, Lent may be the only way to experience Easter, because only when we experience Lent, only when we face the wilderness in ourselves, in our lives, in our ambitions, when we see things as they really are, rather than as we've often been conditioned, can we see the meaning of Lent, of Easter, in all its truth and reality. Only then can we see where lies true joy, the fulfillment of our hopes, real love, because in following in the way of Jesus, we're living life as we are meant to do so. If it means taking up our cross in his name as he took up his, we know it leads nowhere else but to that state of oneness with him, who is eternal love and immortal life. So may we lay aside every weight and run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Yes, we're called to share in that joy which he has won for us. And if it means experience wilderness and Lent, then we know that he went through it, and the power of his Spirit will lead us to reveal his glory. To quote some words from a well-known 20th century spiritual writer, H.A. Williams, You don't have to wait for Christ's glory until you die or the world comes to an end. It can be yours now. Accept your wilderness. From the story of the Son of Man, realize what your Lent really means. And then angels will minister to you as they did to him. In other words, you'll find moments when giving for love's sake really satisfies you, really makes you feel alive and in contact. And at such moments, Christ's glory is revealed, and we rejoice and are glad. We look at the travail of our soul and are satisfied. Lent, we discover, is Easter in disguise. So then, may Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the only true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high, be near, day star in my heart, appear. Visit then this soul of mine, pierce the gloom of sin and grief. Fill me, radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief. More and more thyself display, shining to the perfect day. Amen.